Good morning.
It's good to get you back on the radio, and I thought it was certainly appropriate that we get you on because the massive tree damage in our community is it's so widespread. You and I were talking a couple days ago about setting up this interview, and that was your description. Whereas the tornado kind of had a single path, this had a very wide path. Correct?
Yes. Yeah. So where the tornado went through, it was a few blocks wide, and it was, you know, it was devastating. When this came through, we don't have limits on it. It's from the north city limits to the south city limits. It's Marshall County. It's all of central Iowa. So it's just so much bigger, so much more widespread than what the tornado was. It's exponentially bigger, it seems like.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, this storm obviously did not seem to discriminate between the types of trees, much like a tornado would. I mean, it took down young trees and obviously aged trees as well.
Yep. And the thing is, it doesn't matter really what the type of tree is. We've had a lot of trees get hit. A lot of different species have been hit. Like you said, we've got younger trees. We've got older trees. I have trees that are 5 inches in diameter that snapped off. We've got trees that are, 30, 40 inch plus in diameter that completely snapped off. So there was no discriminating. Mother Nature did not care which tree she took down.
Yeah, you bet. It's way too early to start talking about replanting, but we just did that a couple of summers ago, or a pretty close right after the tornado. There was a massive replanting effort, and I'm guessing that will be another focus here maybe in the next, half year or so, getting some more trees on the terrace and, back at the cemeteries and parks and such, right?
Yep. So we've been continuing our retreeing efforts from 2 years ago, and with everything still fresh in our minds about what kind of trees we lost 2 years ago versus what we're seeing now. So I know that there's going to be a lot of people that are still going to want to keep helping and keep replacing every tree that we lost. And hopefully every tree that we lost will be replaced, and we can get lots of volunteers to come out and kind of help us do that. Now, like I said, we were still doing that. We were supposed to have a fall tree planting. I'm not quite sure what the status is on that right now. We haven't really discussed it, but that was still going to be some of those retreeing efforts. Partially from the class in 69 and the alumni that helped raise money, as well as the Marshalltown Trees Forever.
Okay. Appreciate your time. I know it's tough for you, especially, you're in the business. You are a horticulturalist. You see up close, the widespread damage. So I know this has been really tough on you. I'm really sorry for that. Appreciate you going on the radio with us.
That's no problem at all.
All right.
We are getting everything started to get some cleanup done. So hopefully people can really start looking at what trees they want to replant. And if they've got any questions, just give Park and Rec a call, and we will help them out, definitely.
All right. Hey, Kristen, thanks so much.
Thank you.
All right. We'll see you down the line.